I don't know if I told you that yesterday, when I was pastor in Augusta, and I had a very happy pastorate there, probably the happiest years in my life of any tenure of service in the Druid Park Avenue Bible Church. Wonderful people. But after 3 years of service, I had to tell them plainly and frankly. I said to them, dear ones, you have broken my heart in 3 years more than my people have in 33. They didn't whisper. They realized I was right. So, but I mean, this claim grates on the heart and on the mind and on the pride of every unconverted person, Jew or Gentile. That's why in our people, since they are atabachatanu mikol ha'amim, we are the chosen of all, they object to that. Say, what do you mean I've got to come through Yeshua? Can't I get there by way of Moses? Now, Moses never showed the way either. Moses had to come by way of the Messiah too. You see, that's the objection, because he claims to be the only agent of salvation. Well, let's go on. Our time is running rapidly. And if you have a question, by the time we get to the next objection. Yes, ma'am.
Where is it that Moses comes
to? Well, the Lord Jesus said it. Moses wrote of me. Yes, and then in Hebrews, he esteemed the reproach of Christ of greater riches than all the treasures of Egypt. Hebrews 11. And Moses, of course, foretold of the prophet that was to come. Now then, he not only the objection on account of our Lord's powerful affirmation of his messiahship and deity, but the pointed accusation. Nowhere in the New Testament I don't know how to put it. I want to make it right and yet not say the wrong thing. Is our people accused so definitely and directly of violating every ordinance or every bit of God's covenant as the Gospel of John does it? And the one who does it, of course, is the Messiah himself. And they object to that. For instance, our Lord said to them, he pointed out their insubmission to the law, to the laws of God, to the law. Of course, come Shavuot, the Feast of Weeks, and we sing praises to God for giving us the law. Some of you remember that great poem, Akdawat Milin Vashuret Shita, you remember that, and so on, and we thank the Lord he gave us the law, it's good. Not realizing the law is a terrible accuser. And yet the Lord said, did not Moses give you the law, yet none of you keepeth the law? None of you. None is the same as all, isn't it? Only all is up there and none is down there, but mean the same thing. Now, I have heard great preachers make this accusation: God gave Israel a law he knew they couldn't keep. That's a lie. The law can be kept. Evidence is in the word of God that some did. We accused them at that time. I mean, he was talking to the Pharisees, to the leaders. God's law can be kept. But keeping the law doesn't save you. The law wasn't intended to save anybody. The law was a wonderful mirror, beautiful, faithful, accurate, unerring. But ladies, since when did a mirror ever put powder on your nose? You ever do that? Brethren, since when did a mirror ever shave you? Doesn't. Not supposed to. But the mirror tells us what we look like. And then if we have any sense, yes, sir. Well,
is there no salvation for them?
On the contrary, God's salvation was always by grace through faith. Habakkuk, some 800 years before our Lord said, the just shall live by his faith. Vatzadik be'emunato yichyeh. faith. All a man had to do under the law is obey God's revealed will for his day. That was salvation. That's what we're doing right now. Same thing today as then. How was Job saved? Yes?
Yeah, just a word of clarification. You said that the law can be kept. I'm wondering, do you mean any given specific point of law is within our range to keep? Because I can think of passages which seem to indicate to me that since if you break the law in one point, you've broken it all. In an ultimate sense, we can't keep the law. I'm just wondering what you meant.
Well, what I meant is this, knowingly and consciously. I can prove it to you from the New Testament. You remember the parents of John's parents, Zechariah and Elizabeth? Now the Holy Spirit wrote it. Now Zechariah didn't. That is John's father. It says, and they walked in all, A-double-L, the commandments of the Lord blamelessly. What does that mean, dear ones? But they didn't do it to be saved. They did it because they were saved. Well, but if you mean in the sense of absolute perfection, no, because we're imperfect.
That's what I was going to know.
Only the Lord himself kept God's law perfectly. But the law was not given to save, S-A-V-E people. The law was given to saved people, S-A-V-E-D. It's as a guide to live by. Well, anyhow, I don't want to get away from that, but anyhow, the Gospel of John accuses Israel that they did not keep the law. Moses gave it. But to say that God gave Israel a law he knew they couldn't keep, that would make God culpable, guilty of all Israel's sins. He would be the guilty person because he gave them a law they couldn't keep. He would be the delinquent, not they. But the law was not given to bring salvation. The law was given to guide people who obtained salvation and to prove that. Romans 3:31, if you remember that, the great apostle says, do we then make void the law of God by faith? He says, God forbid, yea, we establish the law. Well, we have to go on rapidly, and they didn't like that accusation. Then he accused them of their inconsistency. When he said in John 27:28, then cried Jesus in the temple as he taught, saying, ye both know me, and ye know whence I am. All right? If they knew who he was and from whence he came, then they should have believed him. See? They said they didn't know. Or, and then he noticed, he accused them of their invalidity. They answered when the Lord was talking to them in John 8:39, they said to the Lord, Abraham is our father. He said, if Abraham were your father, you would go and do the works of Abraham, so Abraham is not your father. Your claims are invalid. In another passage, in John 8:42, they had said that God was their father. And by today, you talk about the fatherhood of God. Well, it was the same thing then. God is our father. The Lord said, if God were your father, you would love me, for I proceeded forth and came from God. In other words, if you were a child of God, you'd know who I am. So he says, God is not your father. But he did tell him, ye are of your father the devil. I know that's hard to take. As they say in West Virginia, them's fighting words. See, that's the objection to the Gospel of John, the direct, accusations. And then of their incredulity.